put down the...
Hello.
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 Hi. Who's here?
Could it be?
Hi, dear. And who else? Who?
Hargobin.
Hi, Hargobin.
Hi, Hargobin.
Hi, Guru.
And who else?
Omkar.
Hi, Omkar. Welcome. And who?
Hello?
Sadnam? Who's here?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. And who else is here?
Kehar Kar.
Oh, hi, Kehar. Welcome.
How are you?
Good. You?
Good.
Good. And who else?
Sadnam.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hi. And who else?
Hello.
Oh, who's that?
Hara Kamal.
Hara Kamal. Welcome, dear.
Satnam.
Satnam. And who else? Oh. Okay. So, let's see. Let's just talk a minute and let's see if anybody else shows up. Who has snow?
We do.
Where is that? Say your state.
Actually, upstate New York.
Oh, brother, you have snow, huh?
Colorado.
And you have snow.
A lot.
Oh, looks like we're going to get some more soon. How about that?
Yeah, it's snowing here right now, or it was.
Oh, really? Well, send it on down to here. We need a little. A lot.
Sadly.
Yeah, yeah.
We still have a little bit in Virginia.
Oh, there's Hot Macadam.
Hello.
So it's melting pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, it'll be gone by the weekend.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any in Florida yet.
You silly fellow.
It's like 25.
You have it in Connecticut?
Oh, yes.
Oh, brother, yeah, you're digging out too, huh?
Ranji.
Yeah, Ranji. Okay, so let's see. Let's just begin. Begin by long, deep breathing. Let's do that. Long, deep breathing. And relax. Oh, relax. And while you're doing that, palms together at the center of the chest. Put a little pressure on the sternum, the mind nerve. Eyes at the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Oh. And now, please begin heart breath. That is lung deep breathing, but on the exhale, feel as though the air is going out of the heart. And now, send that beautiful heart breath to everyone in the group. And just feel it, feel it. Feel it, how it permeates all of us. Now, please send that beautiful healing breath out to everybody who appears to be discouraged, worried, confused, pained in any way. That covers a lot of people, you know. And inhale, and exhale. Good. And Bubba City Tund is here, and he says, yes, you can keep up that heart breath all the time, don't forget. And he says, especially remember it this New Year's Eve. He says you want to move into the new year with the intention that you have for it. What he began showing me was that New Year's Eve is actually a vigil. You know how the old-time knights would have a vigil, a prayer vigil, basically, the night before they would go into battle? He says, this is your very sacred vigil time. He says, you know how they used to have it in the crypt of a church, or he says the yogis would be in caves. And go into deep meditation at very, very special and very sacred times. He says we are moving into this new year of 2011. He says there have been so many predictions about this coming time. He says now you are entering it. He says now please be cognizant of it. Please be aware of it. Please understand that you move into it, not kicking and screaming, but with full, complete awareness, full and complete awareness that you, your soul, your destiny has brought you to this time in Earth's changeover. He says, you know how people got all crazy about, what was it, Y2K? Was that it? Yeah, Y2K. He says, people are not going to get crazy in anticipation of this new switchover. He says, you must not get uptight about it. You must not get worried about it because, he says, you will cut off the flow if you do. You will get yourself stuck and, oh, my God, that's it. He says, you can blame God and everybody for getting stuck. He says, there is a way to move through everything.
And the way to do it is to fully ground yourself in this sacred energy. He says, let's do it now. He says, do this long, deep breathing. And send your energy right down into the center of the earth. He's saying, feel the cataclysm beneath your feet, he says, but not harming your feet. He says, understand that the difficulties will be matched by openings to your sacredness. He says, it depends upon how you, he's showing me how you position yourself, whether you are in the light or in the shadow. He said the same events can happen. He says the events are neutral. He says it depends upon how you, in your own consciousness, in your own awareness, in your own feeling, in your own great knowledge. Well, he keeps putting the word Huxtable in front of me, but that's an old Bill Cosby character. Sir, why are you saying that? He says, don't you remember how funny he was? Don't you remember how he got through things? I said, okay. He says he was a comedian, and you know why he was a comedian? I said, no, sir. He says, because he had a hard life. He had a hard young life. And he was absolutely sure and positive that he would move through the difficulties with kindness and humor. He says he became a very great hero of his culture and of American and world populations because of his humor, because it struck us deeply. He says, now the humor was not frivolous. The humor was not frivolous. He said that he took things that we knew deeply that would perhaps even weigh on us, that were difficulties for us, and he would open them up and make us laugh and bring light into the situation. He says, that is your prominence. That is your pleasure. He says, as you move into this light, as you begin to see the humor, he says, really look for the humor. The humor comes from your most authentic self, from your God self, from your soul. He says, and begin to see the irony of what's going on, of how some people get so upset to the point of going nutsy, when in fact what's happening is that the ties that we have had the ties that we've had that make us feel secure, that are really, that are really constructs of our culture that can be manipulated, he says, such as that financial institution, you see how insecure it can become so quickly. He says, it's a laughing joke. It's a laughing joke. He says, understand that what keeps you secure is present with you and it's present with everyone if you just pay attention to it. He says, your currency is not in gold. Your currency is not in gold. In other words, it's not in the metal gold, it's not in the paper green. Your currency is in your development with the sacredness, the openness, the happiness, the charity kala, or rising spirit. He says, that is how you connect with yourself. That is how you connect with others. And he said, and you wait for the surprises. He says, it will always be Christmas morning, and there will always be presents under the tree. He says, it depends upon how you arrange your consciousness. Mm-hmm. He's saying that with any kind of new electronic material, you know, like one of those game things that you use, or computers, or even telephones nowadays, you have to make your own settings on it, your own preferences, choose the modes. says, that's what you get to do with your own consciousness. He says, you are not a victim. Not any one of you is a victim. Unless you choose it, of course. He says, but why choose it? He says, why not surf it? Why not stay on top of it? Why not stay with the balance of it? Why not stay in the pure, glowing glory? He says, and you are here to help. That's the reason it's so important that your foundation becomes so steady, so real, so pertinent, so full of joy, so full of contact with the soul of yourself, of who you are, and that of the soul of all others, whether you've seen their faces or not, whether you have seen their faces and their bodies or not. The important thing is to connect soul to soul. He says, in that is majestic power. It is so sacred. He says, haven't you always longed for that? Haven't you always longed for the blessing of being here on earth? Haven't you always longed to associate love? Love, deep love, it's a consciousness. It is a consciousness of being connected and connecting. Haven't you always longed for that? He says, well, your chance is coming up. He says, you have the chance right now at this very moment. You always have this choice. But the times will throw you into situations where you cannot slide anymore. You cannot slide on the rituals of your cultures. It is a new... What's happening is that it's like a snake shedding its skin. It is time to move out of the old. He says, so why not stay on top of it? Why not go ahead and do it before you get sort of busted into it? He says, why not be in the present? Why not make jokes about what's happening? Why not? He says, there are some people who whine and who are addicted to whining. Oh, can you believe it? They are steadfast in their whining and in their description of how terrible things are. He says, make jokes about that in your own self. Think it's the funniest thing in the world to get stuck in that way. He says, not to make fun of the other people. No, he says, don't do that. He says, but just find those little incidents in your own life. He says, and bust them open with laughter. Bust them open with the humor so that you can begin to open and dissociate yourself in a way that gives you ease, that gives you confidence. Confidence in the blessing of the flow. Confidence in the blessing of living in this Aquarian miracle. He says, and that's what it is. It's an Aquarian miracle. He says, we are shedding the... what you might call the ties that bind. We are shedding the hurt, the shame, the anger, the attachment to victimizing and being victimized. We're going topsy-turvy on that. And he says, on the other side, we live in pure charity kava, knowing that everything is for our own benefit. No matter how difficult it might seem through eyeglasses from the Piscean era, he says, understand that all is given to us in kindness and in gratitude in this new coming time. He says, that is why you are all teachers. He says, make a conscious study of this so that you may teach it. He says, teach the Kundalini Yoga in this light. Teach the meditations, the mantras in this light. Understand that you are a very special crew. And by being special, he says, he doesn't mean that you are above or below at all. He says, it is just in your own kindness of consciousness that you have accepted this destiny to be, to live in that graciousness, to live in the power, but not claim it in such a way that you, it doesn't move. In fact, it's like consciously getting on the train, so to speak, instead of being pulled behind the train. He said, it's your privilege, it is your honor to join this sacredness. Now he would like you, please, to sit straight, do long, deep breathing. He says, this sacredness is yours. It is a light. It is a devotion. He says, imagine yourself in that visual. Imagine yourself in that yogi's cave. And feel the dedication and the devotion of the yogi, of the bhakti. Feel it. Be it. Be the devotee. And move it humbly, totally humbly, into the experience of the sacredness that is. You are that, and all is that. This is you. Please breathe. The sacredness that touches your heart. It is your heart, in which you may be subsumed, and the sacredness of being, being. Move deeply into that awareness and that experience. Giving yourself to that experience and not holding back. This is your destiny, to not hold back and to be that light. Feel the blessing and the privilege. Feel the blessing and the privilege of being a teacher, a bringer of light that flows through you, and then in all calmness and in beauty moves through all of the planet, moves through all of the consciousness of the planet. Starting with the humans and moving through every other bit of consciousness, whether animal, mineral, or vegetable. He says, do you see how free and clear it is? How sacred it is? How sweet it is? He says, know that this is who you are. Then know that this is why you came to this earth, to experience this. This is your purity. You are the God, but you came here to experience the God. And this is what you are doing now. Joining in the experience of your being. That extraordinary consciousness of love. The very consciousness of being present in the sacredness. In the scriptures it says, and the bride is dyed a deep crimson. Go into that depth of sacredness. Let yourself, your energy, be dyed a deep crimson. Allow the light lot of humility to move into that light. And with your breath, feel that light spread. This is your vigil. This is your vigil. Know this blessing. And allow this experience of sacredness to move through your whole consciousness, through your whole body, through your whole awareness. This is why you came to Earth. And remember, this is a knowledge, this is an understanding, an experience. It is not meant to be a one-time experience. It is meant to be your constant experience of who you are, what you are, as the truth of what we all are. Please accept it. Please accept it. And allow it to be yours. Not on the outside of you, but as full identification knowledge. That you are this universe, and the universe is you. And continuing to allow that to flow, be present in your consciousness. Just as your breath or your blood or anything of you continues, your life and your movement. Now inhale. And exhale. And breathe. And so now he is asking you a question. Do you know yourself? Do you know yourself as a participant in this light? And if you know yourself as a participant in this light, can you feel how it carries you through every external situation that comes to you? Can you feel the solidity of it, the flow of it, that carries you through every situation? Okay, and now he says, well, let's have some answers. So he says, if you have muted yourself, please now press star 6. We would love to hear from you. That was beautiful. What was that? It sounded like a grandfather clock.
It's a gong.
You did it?
Yeah.
Oh, heart of him, that's so cool. So right on. Oh,
obviously, each other loves the gong.
Yes, for sure. It was wonderful. Oh, thank you.
Okay,
so does anybody, what is somebody's experience, please? Any experience, any comment? Nobody has anything to say?
Well, I could say something. Yes. I was going to say, when you told us to be the yogi in the cave, that was just really unbelievable for me, because I could feel like I was really in the cave, and it was like my crown chakra was opening up, and I just felt a bunch of bliss go blasting through me, so it was awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, been there, done that, huh?
Yeah. And then it was great, too, when you told us to, you know, to connect to everything, you know. And then I keep going back to the spider web. It's like, since you brought that up, that's like my favorite thing. So, and I can feel like everybody on this call on the spider web, and I feel connected to them, too. And I feel the love and the bliss that everybody is sending out, you know. So it's beautiful.
Oh, fabulous. And he says, keep that up, Hargobin.
All right.
Keep that up. Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Suzanne.
Yes, dear.
I took Baba Sirachan, I took him up on turning to him when I was overwhelmed or didn't really know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very grateful. It worked.
What happened?
I just feel very connected. I feel that I'm not alone.
Oh,
and it makes me know that I can trust it and maybe not understand, but just trust.
And
then I'll be helped.
How extraordinary is that?
Yeah, for me, I appreciate it greatly. I've always wanted to say it. So thank you. Baba Sirachan.
Yes. Well, he loves you. He's giving you one of those cuddly hugs.
He says, keep up. Thank you.
Yeah. He says, yeah, we're going to do this together. Good. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, dear. Anybody else?
Satnam.
Oh. Yes. Is this Harkamo?
Yes.
Yes, dear.
I felt like Baba Sirachan is giving me a big hug when we were doing the meditation.
Well, he was. He says, I'm glad you got it. He says, we're going to keep it up.
Waheguru.
Waheguru, you got it. Thank you, dear. And there was someone else who was going to talk?
Ranjit.
Ranjit, yes, dear.
I wanted to say with Suzanne is that I feel so connected today to everybody and to everything. I just... It's amazing to really feel that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, an experience that I had during this was, I always think about Kundalini rising being something that, you know, that goes in upward position.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was all coming down, like from the ethers, and spiraling down through my body, down into the earth. I guess it was being said to ground ourselves, and it was It was a pretty incredible experience to have it coming down that way.
How wonderful!
It was grounding, or I don't know how to say it, but it was wonderful.
Do you think that you could sort of feel that experience and tell us a little bit more about what grounded feels like?
It was almost like it was a heaviness, but it wasn't a sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I felt heavier, but I could just feel everything coming down in a spiral effect down to the core of my body. I was sitting in easy pose, so it didn't go all the way down to my feet, but I was on my feet down, had my feet down earlier because you were saying about connecting down to the core, to the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my feet down at them, but then I pulled back up into that pose. So it all just came right from, like I said, right from the ethers down through the whole core of my body in a very slow, heavy kind of emotion.
Wonderful, wonderful. When you say heavy, it's like more real. It's more present. It is more, you can feel the... you can feel the expansive, huge lightness coming into our earth reality, would you say?
Yes, or it could even been like, you know, how honey, how slow it takes for that to go.
Yes.
And yet it's golden and it's nourishing and it was in a good sense heavy. Like you said, that's what it was. It was more of that. It was a good feeling. It was...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But truly heavy, you know, truly, I could feel it pulling me. It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, but I think you're doing a good job.
Okay.
It is bringing what we might call the heavens or the ethers or the knowledge or the energy of the, what we call the higher realms or the more subtle realms down into this created realm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes. That's it.
And he says, that's our job. He says, you're doing good. That's our job. Bringing that light to manifest into this earth level. He says, mm-hmm. good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Oh, was that Guru Ravi chuckling?
That was Ranjit.
Oh, that was Ranjit. Well, you sound like your sister.
Yeah. I'll just share this one thing.
Who's this?
This is Kehar.
Yes.
When Baba Siddhichan at the end, he asked us a question about, can you feel that you're all... I forgot the exact words that he said. Whether you are... participating in this, my brain all of a sudden, you know, totally went to, you know, what are you doing? Are you teaching enough? Are you healing? But, you know, like actual, like, you know, goings on in the world. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's not what he means. And it's really a participation in the flow. So I just wanted to put it out there that it doesn't matter what we're doing, it's being in the flow, and I really feel that, and I recognize that to be the truth. And whatever else that we do with our life, that's all just an extension of first being in the light and the love. So I just wanted to put it out there.
Fabulous. He says that's a stupendous recognition, dear.
Yay.
And he's so proud of you for coming up with it.
Thank you.
Yes. He says the flow is yours.
Yay!
Thank you. Anybody else?
It's Omkar. I'll share one thing as well.
Yes.
When we were doing the meditation and just like really connecting with the light, I felt this really beautiful kind of misty white light coming. Kind of healer emotions from the heart. And then just coming out through, almost, you know how the sun peeks out from the clouds?
Mm-hmm.
So coming out of, also out of my mouth as well.
Oh, really?
That sounds weird.
Oh, what fun.
It was a really cool effect.
It sounds like a teacher to me. Speaking the light.
That was really beautiful. Thank you. He's all the
city too. He says, thank you, dear. He says, don't we have fun skipping along?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And so he's saying, please. Oh, he's saying, please organize your sadhana for this New Year's. Whether this is New Year's Eve or New Year's morning, whether we are talking about morning or evening sadhana. For instance, here in New Mexico, we're actually going to have what's called a Ransabai Kirtan in the evening from about 9 until 12, I believe. Where, you know, we do it at solstices, where there is this beautiful hymn singing and to permeate our consciousness, whether we are asleep or awake. He says, that's a vigil. He says, please be very aware of this vigil on this New Year's. Okay? Any questions about that?
Sure, again, I think the Ransabai starts at 6:30.
Thank you very much. 6:30. Anybody who would like to come participate, please do, or make your own.
Yeah, and I find that I can't get there physically, but just by knowing that it's happening and tuning in at that time, I can still be energetic and be part of it.
Mm, Fabulous. Great. Thank you so much, dear. Okay. Did anybody else want to make a comment?
I received an invitation to, while we were doing the whole meditation, to be present in a more subtle way.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Sadanam?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
To be more, well, at the beginning I was like taken into this place of, it was almost a very spacious, very beautiful place, and it dropped down into the Himalayas.
Ooh.
And so, but there was nobody there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it was more a question of, you know, I know we've been talking about groundedness, but there's also the access to, it's like coming in the back door, coming into the subtle realm,
mm-hmm.
and experiencing that. You know, and you were talking about the cave, and
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
and that atmosphere, it was like a solid atmosphere of our group. And so it came to me, we're all invited to be in the Himalayas on New Year's Eve with the Enlightened.
Woo, let's do it. That's fabulous. Okay, we're taking you up on that. we're taking you up on that invitation. What a blessing. Okay, thank you. And there is also a little, how can I say, Sadanam wrote to me about her experience of one of our recent classes, so you can look that up on our page on the web, soulanswer.com/talk.html. Okay, please take a look at it. Very interesting. Okay, and very inspiring. So, allowing yourself to laugh and love and be in your total sacredness over these days. Okay, listen closely to the song as you sing it. Kehar?
Okay, inhale. May the long time sunshine upon you. Above, surround you, and now you lie within you. Guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way.
And feel that beautiful sacredness. Blessed be and blessed you are. He says, and have fun. He says, all his love to all of you. And we'll talk next week. Oh, he's saying on Monday night, he's saying this girl, he always calls me this girl, is going to give a free teleclass on goals for your soul. He says he's not going to announce it, but he's also going to be there too. Okay? So you can sign up if you want. Okay, God bless you all. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Everyone.